veins. I've been driving this train, years in this lane. There's no stopping this flame, cause I came to the game and I changed it to play how I like, rearranged it to my own domain. Yeah, I got what it takes, made lots of mistakes, taking shots, skipping breaks, feeling lost, feeling great, popping off, singing straight, never stopped, never changed. All the squad here to play, and I've got something to say, yeah. I work hard each and every day, I get lost in the words I say. I don't push pause, no, I push play. I won't stop till I make a change. I withdraw on the things I make. I turn flaws into flawless traits. I build tall, never capping space. I won't stop till I hear him say,
all right, I hope everybody's doing well. I am Dr. Imphan Akpan, and I am an assistant professor of accounting, and here really to enlighten. And at this point, so I've been doing this channel for a while, and I got to tell you, it's really been evolving, changing. Initially, I was posting videos on accounting concepts, working out accounting problems, homework problems, having class visits, and all things metaverse, crypto, AI, technology that deals with accounting. It's always been about the students, though. So I try to have something that will help my students or students to understand things better. So when you see me in these videos, it's really, I'm imagining I'm in the classroom and I'm explaining and talking with students. And I also want to give them something to think about or give you something to think about. So you can research and learn about and think about things for yourself. So really, really want to help as many people as possible. And this topic today, and many times the process with this, I have a plan of what I will talk about. And usually it winds up being thrown off by something I see before I get to make the video. So I normally make these videos weekly, post weekly. And I came up with this topic on AGI because I was watching, I was looking really for videos or interviews of Ilya Sutskever, who's, you know, the head of the AI, OpenAI. And I found quite a few of these interviews, and the one interview, and now I was able to find this little segment that I was looking for, is where he talks about AGI. And it made me realize, and something clicked. So when I hear Elon Musk and others talk about AGI's coming in a year, 6 months, 8 months, you kind of think about where are they getting this? Where is this coming from? Because you hear others, you're saying we're a long way, 10 years away from AGI. Now, I understand that AGI is or artificial general intelligence. It's a broad term, hard to define term, and many people use it. You hear it a lot. And the way that Ilya Sutskever explained his thesis on how large language models, the transformer architecture, can bring about AGI, it clicked. So now I understand. And it made me think it may be here already, or it may be very close. In other words, it may be here. It may not be able to roll it out to the general public as a product, but it may be here already. So I want to know what you think about this. This is very interesting. And I've got the video clip. I'm going to share it and play it. And it's just this segment of the interview, which I thought is very interesting. And there's Ilya Sutskever. Let's see here. Let's start from the beginning.
The claim that next token prediction cannot surpass human performance.
So he's saying next token prediction. So the large language models, they're actually predicting. So they're predicting the next word. And the words are made of characters, which are tied to tokens. So actually, they're predicting tokens, which about one token is what, three or four characters. And then the characters through the tokens together can make a word. So they're predicting these tokens moving forward. So he's saying it's possible to get AGI with this. And this is what I thought was very interesting.
It looks like on the surface, it cannot. Mm-hmm. It looks on the surface if you just learn to imitate.
Now, he just said there on the surface, it looks like it's not possible. But this is where it gets interesting.
To predict what people do, it means that you can only copy people. But here is a counter argument for why it might not be quite so if your base neural net is smart enough. You just ask it, like, what would a person with like great insight and wisdom and capability do? Maybe such person doesn't exist, but there's a pretty good chance that the neural net will be able to extrapolate how such a person should behave. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. Yeah,
so he's saying if you get a robust enough neural net, you've got a robust enough AI that it could hypothetically, because it's predicting. So it's predicting these tokens. It's making predictions. So if it has enough data, you can ask it to do things as if it were a hypothetical person. What would a hypothetical person do? So if you think about when you're prompting ChatGPT, you give it information about yourself. Okay, I can give it my name, Imfan Akpan. I'm an accounting professor. And then I can ask it, you are Imfan Akpan, accounting professor with this much experience, knowledge in this area. What would you write or how would you approach this? And it would give you an output. This is what had clicked to me when he was explaining this.
So although where would it get the sort of insight about what that person would do, if not from?
From the data of regular people. Because like, if you think about it, what does it mean to predict the next token well enough? What does it mean actually? It's a deeper question than it seems. Predicting the next token well means that you understand the underlying reality that led to the creation of that token. It's not statistics. Like, it is statistics, but what is statistics? In order to understand those statistics, to compress them, you need to understand what is it about the world that creates those statistics. And so then you say, okay, well, I have all those people. What is it about people that creates their behaviors? Well, they have, you know, they have thoughts and they have feelings and they have ideas and they do things in certain ways. All of those could be deduced from next token prediction. And I'd argue that this should make it possible, not indefinitely, but to a pretty decent degree, to say, well, can you guess what you'd do if you took a person with like this characteristic and that characteristic? Like, such a person doesn't exist. But because you're so good at predicting the next token, you should still be able to guess what that person would do, this hypothetical imaginary person, mm-hmm. with far greater mental ability than the rest of us.
So there you have it. So I thought that that was so interesting the way he explained that. So you'd have the model to predict what a very intelligent person would do. Remember, he said very, very intelligent. You know, the models have all of this information. And already, many of these ChatGPT, Claude, they surpass human beings in certain areas. So when they're tested in certain areas, they surpass human beings in those areas. So you can imagine the model that has that capability as a hypothetical person. So what would they do? That would be the AGI. That's one description. And I think it's interesting because he's using what we already have existing. In other words, which is commercially viable, you know, people, we're using Claude, we're using Copilot, we're using Perplexity, etc. So this is, I believe, the thesis or the foundation of where you hear individuals saying AGI is coming in 7 months, 1 year, or very quickly. It's based off of what Ilya Sutskever was explaining. And I thought that was very interesting. I want to know what you think. Really want to know what you think. Put in the comments, like, share, and subscribe if you want to hear more of this content. Appreciate everyone. Thank you.
Veins, I've been driving this train, years in this lane, there's no stopping this flame, cause I came to the game and I changed it to play, how I like, rearranged it to my own domain, yeah, I got what it takes, made lots of mistakes, taking shots, skipping breaks, feeling lost, feeling great, popping off, singing straight, never stopped, never changed, all the